8th parak of Shabbat Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the Shiurim of Haftar. For different items, what is the minimum amount that one carries out of that item, and he will be transgressed and isn't a Raisa. That's the Chashidus. A Moishi Chelk de Lassus Oizim Lekufa. A rope is to make a little handle out of it for a basket. Gemi is some type of like rubber type of material, because they lasted slightly enough to make a patch for a napa is a sifter, a chabara, a different type of sifter. Yeah, I guess they used to make for the sifter, they added this piece of rubber to hang it by. So the use of it, they leave them in the middle of cotton to use it to measure the shoe for a young child. They would first measure a piece of rubbery type of material, and then they cut the leather around it. Paper in those days they made out of different types of grasses and the like. The list of a little kesher mufsa, a certain type of simon, they tie the knife together, they knot this. They write a message to a person who's collecting money. He writes to him that this person paid his dues already, tax collector. So a paper which is large enough to write this, they used to write two letters at the simon, this person paid his taxes, that size of paper is enough, has a chashivus. A moishe kesher mufsa chayiv. If a person carries out this piece of paper which was used as a proof of payment, then he is also chayav on Shabbos. If it's paper that was already erased, which you cannot write on it anymore, so it's enough to put on the opening of a little jar of perfume. The shear, which is a little bit larger, knows if it's something that you could write on, then even if it's a smaller piece, to write these two letters, which is a sign for the tax collector, is good enough. If you can't write on it, then you have to have a larger shear, which would be used to cover up this little veil of perfume.